Okay. This week's parsha, we know the story of Eliezer going to find the shidduch of Yitzchak, and the Torah tells us, "Vayika shekivu agmalim lishtos, vaytach ha'ish nezem zov, beka mishkolo, ushnei tzmidim al yadeha asara zohav mishkolo." So when the camels finished drinking, so he wants to show that Rivka is the one. So Eliezer takes Nezem Zahav. Nezem is like a nose piece made out of gold. Beka Mishkolo. Beka, the Lekhet Boris says, is a chatzi a shekel. Machzis a shekel. Ushneit zmidim al yadeha. And two bracelets. So you have three pieces of jewelry here. One on the head, on the nose, and two on the hands. And Rashi interprets, Beka, says Rashi, Chavbeis, remez l'shikle Yisrael. It's remez to machzis a shekel. Because Becca is Machzis, so remembers to Machzis Hashekel, Ushnei Tzmidim, remembers L'Shnei Luchos Mitzumodos. That's the two, the Luchos, the five, the first five, the last five were put together. Tzumodos means they were next to each other. Oh. And And the Maral in the Gurarie, if you take a look on page 11, he says, "What's the remozim here of the Becca Mishkolo? Vim Tomar, bottom line of the Maral. Vim Tomar, Lama Ramos La Zos HaMitzvah Yose Mishar Mitzvahs. Why was he Merame is the Machzis HaShekel and the Luchos. Elanir Shiroso Gomelis Chesed. She sees that she's a Gomelis Chesed. V'Ramos La'od Ha'avoda V'HaTorah B'Shnei Tzmidim Al Yadeh. Because Avoda is Korbanos, and that's Korbanos were brought what? With the Machzis HaShekel. That's how you brought the Korban Sibur. And then the Shnei Luchos is Torah. So he was saying to her that this girl is Mitzuyenis in Gemilas Chasodim. So now, put it together with Torah and Avoda. So this is the Tachlis and the Shleimus. And therefore she's going to be Roy to come into the house of Avram Avinu. The Shem Yishmuel is a little bit different. And he ties it in with the famous Gemara. Take a look before we see the Shem Yishmuel. There's a famous Gemara, you've all heard of it, on page 4. You've never seen it inside, you've all heard of it. I didn't put the arrow, but the brackets are there on page 4. Ayin Tesem and Aleph. Shlosha Simonim Yesh Be'umazu. That there are three signs that indicate what a Jew is supposed to be like. Three character traits. What are they? Rachmonim, Baishonim, V'goyim Leichasodim. That Yidden are characterized by Rachmonim, Baishonim, V'goyim Leichasodim. That they're merciful, they're Baishonim, they have Busha. In other words, they won't just do anything. They have a certain sense of dignity, not to do. They're Baishonim, and they're Goyim Leichasodim. And it's interesting, in the Yerushalmi, says a little bit differently, page 5 at the bottom, going over to page 6, but also Shah Omar David, Shlosha Matonas Tovas, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Yerushalmi says a different lashon. It's Shlosha Matonas Tovas, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That Hashem gave Ki'ilu a Matona to Klal Yisrael these three midas, Baishanim, Rachmanim, Megom Lechasodim. So that's what it says in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. And in fact, there's a Rambam, which I was told that Rabbi Rosenzweig quoted when he was here for Shabbos a couple of weeks ago, that the Rambam says on page 8 in Hilchas Matanos Aniyim, when he's talking about Hilchas Staka, Ma'olam ein adam ma'ani min hatstaka. In other words, you're not going to become poor from giving tzedakah. Ve'ein dover ra lo hezek liglal b'shvil hatzedakah shenemar v'ayah masa hatzedakah shalom. So kol ha'merachay merachim alav shenemar v'nosu l'chol rachamim v'rechamecha v'yibecha v'chol shem hu achzori ve'einu merachim. A person who's achzori, who's cruel, and he doesn't have rachmanis, yesh lochush liyichusom. You have to be choshesh that maybe he's not a real yid. Maybe there's a pgam in his yichus. Like Rabbi Rosenzweig, I believe, was explaining based on that Gemara that we know that Kol Yisrael prototype is Rachmanim Bashan Golan Chazodim. She'ein achzaris mitzuzio ela ba'akum. She'nem achzori heima v'loy rachmu. But Yisrael doesn't have those that midah. And if a person's showing that, then Yesh Loshon Raman Yesh Lochush Liyichusa. So says the Shem Yishmuel, an unbelievable thing. See, a little bit different than what the Maral says. He says the three things, the nose piece, the Nezim with Berka Mishkolo, and the Shnei Tzmidim are represented not Torah Avodah Gminos Chasodim, but rather Rachmanim by Shonim the Gomel Chasodim. How so? So let's look inside. Says the Shem Yishmuel on page 2. Vayikach ha'ish nemezem zohav beka mishkolo shnei tzid nidim peish rashi beka remez l'shikna Yisrael beka logogol shnei tzmidim remez l'shnei luchas mitzumonos asar zohav mishkolo remez l'aseres hadibah shebehem near the first Indian Shloshes Akedim Halalu, the Ne'am Ruzal Shalosh Matanos Tovas Nosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael by Shana Rachmanim Golom HaChasot V'yishlomer Dehaim Neged Guf V'Nefesh V'Seichel, that the three character traits of Rachmanim by Shana V'Golom HaChasotim are parallel to the three parts of the human being: the Guf, the body, the nefesh, the neshama, and the seichel. How so? By shonim mipas haseichel. In other words, why is a person embarrassed? A person wears clothing, he's embarrassed to go out without clothing. Because he has a certain level of seichel. When you have a little child who's a 1 year old who'll go around without clothing because there's no seichel. He doesn't have that maturity. So the midah of busha comes from the seichel. He cotton she ain't lo das, ain't no misbayish. The gam begodol, if he sichlo who's bayish, if he has Hashem is baruch, omen alav, roas machshovo, the diburo, the masif. In other words, the more seichel you have, so the more bush you have not to do certain things. Rachmonim, next page 3 on the top, mikochos hanefesh, she mismal rachamim, that Rachmanim comes from the nefesh. It's an inner feeling that you see somebody that's in a bad situation and you react. You react. And gomel chasodim is b'maisa. That's the guf. Gomel chasodim means to do acts of kindness. In fact, I have in my sefer, Nimrei Baruch Gracious, from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, that says the difference between a Rachman and a Gomel Chesed. I think it's Parshas Vayera there, if you can look. Rachman is, if somebody comes to me, I'll respond. Somebody comes to me and tells me a whole sob story and the whole thing, you know, I'll respond. The Gomel Chesed is like Avraham Avinu, who's looking to do Chesed. So not just a responsive, he's actively looking to do acts of kindness. like Avraham Avinu is kechol hayom looking. So Mameli says like this: Rachmanim comes from the nefesh, that inner feeling. Baishanim comes from the seichel, and gomle chasadim is an act of, is the maisis, comes from the guf. So he says that that's the pshat in the three things. Why? So he says beautifully. Kena nezem who kli nivdal veinu inyan im tachshir atzmidim. So the first one is the nezem. Umosam nezem shum tachshin al harosh. The nezem is on the head, the nose, whatever. It's on the head by the rosh, because that's the mid of what? The rosh is where the seichel is. That's the mid of bush. Shebo mishkan haseichel. Well, seichel nivdal kochas nefesh. Shnei tzmidim are what? Neged rachmanim u'golmei chasadim. So how so? Why are the shnei tzmidim? Because he says, well, the shnei tzmidim are on the two hands, the two bracelets on the hand. So there's the right hand and the left hand. Now, most people, I'm a lefty, but most people are supposedly right. We always speak in terms of the righties. So the right hand is the koach hanosin, is the koach hamashpia. So that's the koach of doing acts of kindness. That's the gemilas chesed. So that's one thing on the right hand. Rachmanim is a reaction. I become a rachman because I see something or I hear something that has a hashpa on me, so I'm a makabel from the bechina of rachmanim. So therefore, that's why the gomel chasodim is connected to the right hand. The shmeid smidim, one on the right hand, that's the active of the chesed. And the rachamim is yad small. He had mitztamemes u'machzir eilav k'mo shekosu smol otachas roshi halkei shnei smidim heim al shtei yodeha yad small mor al rachamim v'yad yamin al gmilas chasodim. V'zeu shemiramez lo shehi kadois lehikones v'beisol shal avram v'sheteitze mimenu umo sheyeshba shloshes hasimonim halalu. That she's roi to become part of this binyan of Klal Yisrael that's going to have these three siman. Oh. So now, says the Shem Yishmuel, so what's the Becca? What's the remez of the Machzis HaShekel here? So the Maral said the Pshat and Machzis HaShekel was what? Because that's what we bought by Korbanus with. And that's the Keneged Avoda. And we have the Gemilas Chasadim was the act of kindness she already did. And the Mila and the Torah is the Luchos, and the Avoda is the Machzis HaShekel. But he says a different word. He says, that there's a famous idea from the Alshich and others that Machzis HaShekel is the idea that a person has to realize that he's not Sholem without the rest of the people. In other words, no one can be Sholem on their own. That's why a Korban Tzibur has to come from Machzis HaShekel. And he says, this Mida, that means I am not complete without you, and you're not complete without me. He says, that's where the Mida of Busha comes. Why so? So there's a famous Yerushalmi in Orla, on page 7, we know the din is, that that the first 3 years of the growth of a tree, so we'll hopefully get to it in the Pesachim one day, is also Achil, also Baharna, that's Orla. That's the first 3 years of the tree. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the din if you have an old branch and you're connecting it to a new thing. Say part of it's in the ground, but part of it's connected to the old tree. So the thing that grows from there, do we say, well, since it's an old tree, it's already past Orla, so it's mutter? Or do we say, since it's connected to the new tree, so that what? So it's getting its nourishment, so then maybe there is a din Orla. So the Gemara says, manan kayam. How do we paskin? Im dover bari shuchai mikol achazkeina. If this branch is chai from the old tree, divrei kol mutter. So then it's going to be mutter because it's already past 3 years. Im dover bari shuchai mikol achayalda. But if it's still from the new, divrei kol osur. El kan kayam mistam. We don't know. So how do we know? So the Gemara says, you know how you know? Which way are the leaves turning? Are the leaves turning towards the new tree or the old tree? Why? Because the Gemara says, Im ho yuha alim hafukim klape hayalda, dover borishu chai mikoch hazkena. Whichever tree that the leaves are turning towards, you can be assured that it's not getting its nourishment from there. How do we know? So this is the famous line. Amar Rav Yudin Bar Chanin Simona Da'ochel Min Chavrei Bohis Mistachel Ben. That anyone who gets a handout from someone else, so you don't want to look him in the face, you're embarrassed. So if the tree is getting from, if it's nourishment from this Kena, so the leaves are not going to face it because they're going to be too embarrassed to face it. It'll face away. Whichever it's going to get nourishment for, it's not going to face it. It'll face away because it's embarrassed. So that's the yisod. Whenever you ochel lav delay, in other words, if I make my own money, I buy my own thing, so I'm not embarrassed. But if somebody gave me a handout, I'm embarrassed to look him in the face. So says the Shemi Shmuel the same thing. Every yid has to realize that without this other yid, I'm getting a handout. Every yid is getting a handout from another yid. Not necessarily that he's giving him a handout, but I don't have shleimus without you, and you don't have shleimus without me. So there's busha there. So that gives us the midah of busha, the beka and mishkolo, this midah of understanding that no one's complete without the other, gives us the midah of busha. Because when there's busha, that's the idea that because busha comes, says the Yerushalmi, from the idea that I need you, I'm taking from you. And even though a person might be well off and he's not taking, but he has to realize that without the other yid, he doesn't have a shleimus. And that's, so therefore, Eliezer was explaining that the way to get this midah of busha is to realize that I need you and you need me. Even if I don't need you monetarily. And then the Oshiva writes in the Ber Moshe on page 9 that the three midos of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Golem Mechasodim come from the three of us. He says, Bo Re'ei Masha Omru, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Golem Mechasodim. So he says, the next paragraph, Reishupulas Amidos Helim Yisrael Tov, Bekoch Boreshus Avoseinu Hakdoshim, Shidbiya Bonos Midoseim Atoros. Gamra Mavinu Omar Chesed. Fal Yodom Morshalanu Gemilas Chasadim. We know Chesed, Avram Avinu, was the paradigm of Chesed. And what about Busha? Where does Baishanim come from? So Busha is Shleimus Hayira. Because the Gemara says in the Dorim, Bavur Tiyah Yeroso Al Panechem Zuha Busha. And that comes from Mikolcho Shal Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is Pachet Yitzchak. That's where okay, she had Hagoso, you saw the Biira, the Pachet. And we know the Yiroso, Zohabusha, that you're afraid to do something because you're embarrassed. And that's where Yira comes from. And Rachmanis comes from the Shor Shebrachman Shebaalvus Yaakov Avinu. And then that's, he quotes a Medrash that says like that. Okay. So those are the three midos. These three things are the things that had to be seen, or had to be totally invested in somebody who's coming into Klal Yisrael. And that the Ojibwe writes here on page 10, that the mid of Chesed is, the Pasuk says, Ki yidati v'man ashe yitzav es bonav es beisu achar v'lishmur derech Hashem. And that's where you learn out the Gemara in Yevamos of Gemilas Chasodim. But it's important, he writes, to understand that it's derech Hashem. In other words, sometimes people think Chesed is what they think Chesed is. But Chesed has to be within the confines of Halacha. There's a lot to talk about that. We don't have time right now. Oh. So I saw a vort related to this in the Sefer Marpel HaNefesh of the Freiman Arav. And he writes on page 13. He says, but what's the idea? So the Sheni Shmuel said the Nezem is on the head. So that's the mid of what? Seichel. And Seichel is the mid of what? Of what? Busha. But he says it has to be something more here. It has to be something more. Because it's not on the nose. So what's the significance of that? V'asim ha-nezem al-apa. And he quotes the Mor v'shemesh. He says, what's the apa? So he says, because we know by Mashiach, the famous pasuk in Yeshaya Yud Aleph on page 16, it says, V'aricho b'yiras Hashem. So there's some connection between Reach and Yiras Hashem. V'aricho b'yiras Hashem. And then furthermore, there's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis on page 17. It says, V'aricho b'yiras Hashem, Amar Rav Achzrai, V'lamed sheitinu mitzvah zisurim, Rav Omar, the Morach V'Doim. Morach V'Doim. V'arichu B'yiras Hashem means the Mashiach is going to be able to smell, he's going to sniff, and he'll be able to paskin how he smells it out. So what does that mean? That's what you have to learn to paskin. You smell. What's this Morach V'Doim? But there's something special about the Midah of Reach. In fact, there's a famous Zohar that the Mor v'Shemesh quotes. This is the first time I think I heard Rav Blachman quoted in a Tish many years ago. Rav Blachman used to come here for Shabbos years ago. He said over the Zohar. There's an unbelievable Zohar on page 18. The Zohar says that there were these Tanoim walking in the Derech, and they came. And to this woman who had a son, and usually he was in school when they came, but who yom asalik v'vei sifra. So he was home from school, from yeshiva, and he saw these rabbanim in the house. So amr la'ime, kruv l'gabe ilan guvern, v'tirvach minayu barchayim. Why don't you go to these rabbis who were visiting in our house, get a bracha from them, right? Get a bracha. So he went over to them. As soon as he went over to them, the kid went over to them, he took three steps back. He didn't want to go near them. So Amar le Le'ima, he told his mother, Lo be'ina l'karva l'gabayu. Why? Why did you want to go to them? He says, because they didn't say Kriya Shema this morning. Or we'll see that they maybe said it too late. So he says, but how'd you know? How'd you know? So he says, and he could smell it. Kol man delokari kriya shema ba'onosei benidoi kukol yoma shamu inun tohu arimu yadayu berchu amul evadai hachihu. And he says he was able to smell that they didn't say it. That's why he stepped away. So they explained the reason why they didn't say it is because they were osek b'mitzvah. They're osek in a mitzvah. So, and then they asked him, Bari, b'ma yadas, how'd you know? Amalom b'recha d'levushaychu. I could smell it in their clothing. So what's the idea? And they had a good reason. They were osek b'mitzvah. They were osek b'mitzvah that day, that night. So they were osek in chasen v'kala. Sarchei chasen v'kala. So they had a good reason. He was able to smell. So what's the smell? What's the whole idea of smell? And furthermore, there's a famous Gemara in Brachas, on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, on page 22. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvi, Amar Rav Minayin Shemavarchim Al HaReach. How do you know that we make a bracha borei b'nei b'somim? Shenem Mar Kol HaNeshama Talelka, Ezo Dover Shaneshama Nenez Mimenu, Vein Aguf Nenem Mimenu, Havei Omer Zeh HaReach. That Reach is something that the Neshama gets pleasure, but not the Guf. So what's going on here? What's with the Reach? What's the Yisod? So the Yisod is pointed out as found in the B'nai Yisoscha. The B'nai Yisoscha says the following Yisod, page 21, you can read it. He says that by the Chet of Adam HaRishon, with the Eitz Hadas, so the Torah says that they ate from it, they looked at it, they did all these Averis with all the different human faculties. The one faculty that was not mentioned that they did anything wrong was the Chush HaReach. That was never Nifka, the Chush HaReach. So that's what the B'nai Yisrael explains. The whole idea of a bracha is a tikkun. So you might think that a bracha and a reach doesn't need tikkun because what? Because it was never Nifka. So therefore, comes the Torah, the Torah says, Aval pikein minayin shemavarchim al reach. So the reach is this idea of perfection. And the idea being, Rabbi Osai, like Rav Schachter once mentioned, the idea that, you know, a person could follow, do like the letter of the law, but there's the reach haTorah. In other words, you have to present yourself in a way that, you know, when you come in the room, you make a Kiddush Hashem. You're not necessarily physically that they're going to smell you, but it exudes from your presence of who you are and what kind of person you are. And that's by being Rachmanim by Shonim and Gomel Chasadim. And that's having these midas. And that's why it stems, the top, the first midah that crowns the rest is that Nezim. On the head, which he says the busha, but specifically in the nose, and the midah of the Mashiach that he's going to be able to smell it out is because he's going to have such a purification of who he is. He'll have an innate, as well, someone once explained, innate knowledge of what's truth and what's not truth. So the midah reich, because the reich is not nifka, and that Rabosai is very important. A lot of times a person can follow, you know, the letter of the law, but he's missing in these midos, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Gomel Chasodim, you know, and these are the things that give you the Reach HaTorah, make you a special person. Whereas, yeah, you could be doing this, and you could be doing, following all the, you know, and of course, this is very important, you have to follow Halacha, you have to learn, but then there has to be an image that you exude of Tznius, of Anava, of Chesed, of how you carry yourself, how you care about people. And that's what gives you that reach, and that's the hiricho, and that's the midah of Mashiach, and that's the midah of perfection, and that's the midah we're striving for, and that's kol haneshama talelka, and that's the hiricho, and that's the midah that Eliezer sees in Rivka. And when Eliezer sees it in Rivka, he says, oh, she's roy to come into the Beis Shel Avram Avinu and build the Ummah Yisraelis. Because we have these midas of Maishonim, Rachmonim, Golom HaChasodim. Has to come together with our learning and our mitzvahs, but how we act, how we treat people, are we sensitive towards people, how we speak to people, how we care about people, are we personifying, are we growing in these midos of Rachmonim, Maishonim, Golom HaChasodim? And if we are, then the Haricho, then it exudes out of us, then our presence gives out a reach, that, oh, this is a Geshmak Yid, this is what a Jew is supposed to be like. And that's what Eliezer saw in Rivka, and he crowns her with what? With the tachshitim of the nezem al apa, which made smidim al yadeha.